Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to talk about some September yard tips, cover some farming news, and let everyone know of the McPherson County Farmers Market that is still open each Saturday from 7:30 till noon, right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, if you are like me, you spent the weekend at the Kansas State Fair. The Kansas State Fair is a wonderful place to visit and see all the happenings that go on across the great state of Kansas. This year, plan to find the Canton-Galva FFA County Collective Booth Exhibit. It is exciting to study and see all the different ag products produced right here from McPherson County. Like many visitors of the fair, I had to go see the biggest pumpkin and the amazing butter sculpture, and I watched the live show at the Gotcha Park more than once. This year, it's high diving. For my gardening news, I want to remind homeowners that the month of September is the best time to fertilize our cool season grasses, aerate our yards, and seed or overseed our lawns. Updating lawns this time of year makes a big impact come next spring and summer. K-State Research and Extension recommends that if you only fertilize your lawn once per year, September would be the best time. In my local farming news, please plan to attend the Cover Crop Field Day, Tuesday, September 13th, starting at 8 a.m. at Kelvin Neufeld's place, rural Inman, and end at the Gary Huxman's farm east of Mound Ridge by 10:30 on Tuesday. The public is invited to attend the Cover Crop Field Tour planned on Tuesday, and this will be focusing on answering producers' questions about using cover crops for soil health improvement as part of a livestock grazing system. This tour will begin again at Inman, Kansas, and the second stop will take place at Mound Ridge, where participants will visit two cover crop fields. Both stops are hosted by local landowners and producers. Both stops will also feature talks and question and answering opportunities with K-State Research and Extension specialists and NRCS staff and local producers. The morning's tour will have discussions about the different seed mixes, biomass, alternative watering systems for grazed cover crops, manure management, and more. The program begins 8 o'clock in Inman and will end by 10:30 in Mound Ridge. Coffee and pastries will be provided to the participants. Call me at the extension office to get more details, but no registration is required. For our wheat farmers, don't forget to kill off all your volunteer wheat 2 weeks before planting the next crop. And that breaks the bridge for the control of the wheat curl mite and wheat streak mosaic. Early sowing of wheat can lead to several problems, from increased chances of insects and mite transmitted varial diseases to decreased emergence due to high temperature and its consequences on wheat germination of particular varieties. Ideally, growers would consider planting around the optimal window, and that's after the first week of October. But if planting early due to moisture availability or dual-purpose systems, growers should consider selecting wheat varieties with tolerance to the major yield-reducing factors. Growers should strongly consider a seed treatment with both fungicide and insecticides if planting wheat early in Kansas. K-State Research and Extension is all about informing McPherson County residents on local topics to help community members in their time of need. Whether it's a topic covering your home, farm, ranch, 4-H activity, finances, or family health and wellness, we have something for everyone. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a good start to your week.